Hello, Simon here again from slamidol.com. This is my second recording. I just sort of, as I was waiting for the last recording to upload, it occurred to me there was a couple more things I wanted to say, really. First of all, if there are any other poets out there who'd like to participate in the Slam Stream, in this experiment that's happening over at slamstream.com, please do. Please do feel free to jump in straight away. I know we're on sort of day five now, so please don't think that if you join in now you've only got 3 days to create your poem. I think if the poets start a bit late, I think we should let them carry on for their full 7 days, so that they can have a full 7 days to do their poem creation process. And if that means that we have to delay the voting bit for a few days for the poems, the poets that started at the beginning, then so be it. I think it'll be well worth having a full sort of set of six to ten poets competing and contributing to this process, because I think it would the more poets the better, really. No, more than 10 would probably be a problem. But anyway, I think it'll be fair. Please, poets, do let me know if you don't think that's a fair thing to do. My proposal is that if a poet jumps in now, let them have the full 7 days. And then when the last poet has finished their 7 days, that's when we start the voting. Let me know. It's interesting to hear the latest entries from Nick and Larry. They are faithfully reporting their their progress, whether it's good progress or not so good progress from their perspectives. It's definitely good to hear them sort of recording an audio diary really good, really good to hear from them. And thanks again to Larry Winfield for mentioning the Slam Stream in his latest Sundown Lounge episode. That's his weekly podzine that he does. I've been a big fan of that podzine for many years now, so it's really good to hear him talking about Slam Stream on that podzine. The slamstream.com website, I have made a few tweaks to it to try and make it a bit more useful. So there's now a little player that pops up on the slamstream.com website for each sort of MP3 file that gets detected. So any browsers that are HTML5 compatible and can play MP3 files will automatically show the little player for that. Hopefully people find that useful. I would still like to develop that website a bit further, because there's other things I'd like to do with it to make it more usable, more user friendly. I was hoping to do some work on that tonight, but then when the server went down, that rather scuppered things, I'm afraid. Please do, if you haven't checked it out yet, please do check out slamstream.com see if you find that a useful way to sort of dip into the Slam Stream and hear what's going on. I think that's what I wanted to say. So thank you again so much for listening. Please take care of yourselves. Check out slamstream.com as often as you can. And I'll speak to you again soon. Bye-bye.